This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's green in the desert grassland of southeastern Arizona. Not the grass, mind you, but other plants. Shrubs and trees are green, some even flowering. The mesquites, of course. And soon, not just yet, but soon, wait a minute, bush will bloom. Some folks call Mimosa bionicifera catclaw. I call Acacia greggii catclaw because I'm smarter. No, it just shows you how dangerous common names can be. Whatever. Wait a minute, bush will bloom. And it has a nice, sweet essence that follows the odor of mesquite flowers. Yeah, and it's been such a windy season. Well, I guess it's just typical. It's windy, okay? It's nice on a still day, though, to smell mesquite or mimosa rather than have it rammed up your nose with any number of other earthly particles at speeds exceeding 30 miles per hour. It's the season of dirty noses and ears, not something you'll hear from the Cochise County Chamber of Commerce. Come to Cochise County and pick your nose in the spring, pick apples in the summer. Oh, dear. Many years ago, my friends, I started doing vitamins. I started to do it to help offset my lifestyle. I mean, why change when you can keep being stupid and take supplements? So that was years ago, and I still do vitamin supplements, and I'm a little smarter. Though I do love coffee, and did I mention beer? So other than those two wonderful diuretics, I try to be healthy, to eat good food. You know, I even taken recently to having soy milk instead of cow's milk on my cereal. Weird. And I read that flaxseed somewhere, I'd read this somewhere, is high in omega-3 fatty acids, something normally you'd get from fish. And I don't feel good about stuff coming from the ocean, if you know what I mean. So flaxseed is high in omega-3 fatty acids, and I found out you can eat it. That's right, you can eat it. Well, so it's the same stuff that linen, the cloth linen, is made of. It's made from the stems, and linseed oil is made from the seed, the flaxseed, and you can grind it up and eat it. It's true. The scientific name of this particular flax, and there are a couple hundred species around the world, but this one, this old world one, is Linum usitatissimum. Linum is the Latin name for flax. Usitatissimum means most useful. Try to be a little more usitatissimum around the house, okay? So this is an old world plant brought to America, and I do believe it was Ukrainian farmers immigrating to North Dakota who brought flax seed, and in that flax seed was Russian thistle, tumbleweed. But flax, you know, was a big crop for cloth and linseed oil. Still is, actually, up in North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and into Canada. Yeah. And now I find I can grind up the seed, which is easily obtained, my friends, and sprinkle it over my muesli in the morning. And I did. And I thought, as I did it, if a little is good for you, then why shouldn't a little bit more be good for you? So an hour or so later, when I went from my 32-inch waist, so svelte, to 35, 36-inch waist, and I was being jetted around the house, whoa, flax is most useful, especially if you want to do your imitation of an unknotted and released balloon. Whoa, baby, jumping Jehoshaphats, I better go outside, I shouted to Ms. Mosquiti over the sound of many ducks mating. I'll tell you what, Mama don't allow no flaxseed eating around here. Woo! Hey. One of the most beautiful wildflowers, one of the beautiful wildflowers in Arizona and pretty much all over the West is a linum, L-I-N-U-M, linum, linum, linum lewisii. Lewisii from Meriwether Lewis of Lewis and Clark fame. Beautiful sky blue flowers on slender stalks, you know, just about a foot above the ground. And I'm not kidding, you can find a Linum lewisii from 2,000 feet to 8,000 feet in elevation all over Arizona. You can buy it in a nursery, you can buy the seed, no matter how you do it, it is just worth it. It's just a tough and rewarding wildflower. And it could be something you could admire when you've been sent outside after a breakfast of ground flaxseed. Mama don't allow no flaxseed eating around here. We don't care what mama don't allow. We're going to eat that flaxseed anyhow. Mama don't allow no flaxseed eating around here. Oh, dear. Hey. I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.